Mark Worthington of the Southwest Slammers. Coach, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Angie?
Well, I'm good. You must be riding pretty high after last week's win.
Yeah, really happy for the young team, and for a team that only won one game for the entirety of last season, for us to win our first game of the season was fantastic, and hopefully it's momentum in the right direction for us going forward.
Fantastic. So who were the standouts? You said it was a young team last week. Who are some of the players that we should really be keeping an eye out on for some exciting play?
Yeah, we had 8 people on debut last week. So
wow.
We were really, really young. But Brody England, who majority of the basketball people in the Southwest would know, was fantastic. But two of our young guys, Lee Rickwood-Pitt, from Busselton, a young kid, he played his first game. He was outstanding. He was our second highest scorer. And River Evans came off the bench and gave us great energy on the defensive end. I think he ended the game with about 6 steals. So did really, really well. And hopefully we can get a few more of the young kids contribute tonight for another good performance for the team.
Fantastic. Now, I did the dumbest thing a breakfast announcer can ever do. And on Friday, I was getting ready to come to the game. I was like, I'll just, you know, lay down for 10 minutes, just a bit of a refresh after the early start. And woke up at 2 a.m. So I totally missed everything. So tonight will be my first Slammers game. I can't wait to come down. What are we expecting from the games tonight?
We're playing Rockingham tonight. So the girls' game starts at 6:30. The guys' game's at 8:30. Rockingham typically been one of the powerhouses of the competition over the last couple of years. And while they might not have the names that they usually have, we expect a good showing from them still. But for our guys, we just want to get better every time that we played. I said to the guys at the start of the season, it's not about wins and losses. It's more about how hard we play. And if we played like we did last week, we'll put in a good showing versus Rockingham tonight.
That's what it's all about. You know, you can get caught up in the wins and the losses, but even sometimes you can lose and you know that you've played the best game ever. And that's what everyone wants to come and see at the end of the day, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think anyone that was there last week that didn't put their head down for 10 minutes and get it at 2 o'clock in the morning would have seen was that our guys played really hard. And it's a team that you can really get behind this year and support with local kids doing playing just as hard as they can every time they get onto the floor. And that's what we really were about this season.
All right, now I'm a little bit new into the basketball world. So what are some like standard phrases of encouragement that I can like throw out while I'm on the sideline?
Well, if you join the locals at the bar during the game, you'll find out pretty quickly.
Is it just all defense or just America?
That's a stock standard one, defensive chant, but I think, like most people, and the one thing that I was pretty encouraged about last week was we got to near capacity last week with our crowd, which was awesome. But everyone looked like they were having fun there, which is what I wanted to see. And, like I said, I think we've got a team this year that the locals can be proud of because of how hard we play. So as long as you're there smiling, that's all that matters to us.
Well, I can definitely do that. And if you don't have plans tonight, get down to see the Slammers. They're playing their home game against Rockingham. Want to see another win or just a bloody good game. So thanks for the insight, Mark. And I'll be there with my cheers for the side of the court.
Set the alarm, Angie. Don't miss it this time.